A Jewish Journal article. Russian state-run nuclear energy company would rake in billions of dollars under new Iran deal, report says. Rosatom, the chief state-run nuclear energy company in Russia, will reportedly rake in billions of dollars under a newly forged Iran nuclear deal. The Washington Free Beacon reported that Rosatom scored a $10 billion contract from Iran to broaden the size of the Bushehr nuclear plant in Tehran. The new agreement will provide exemptions for Russia to work with Iran on expanding their nuclear capability under the original 2015 nuclear deal. As evidence for this, the Free Beacon cited an unnamed State Department official as well as the department's spokesperson Ned Price. Former State Department special advisor to Iran Gabriel Noronha told the Free Beacon, "Rosatom's projects in Iran are crucial to the company's future financial viability. That's exactly why we should shut them down by disrupting their foreign contracts, especially those with a regime like Iran. We're doing the opposite. The United States should sanction Rosatom for its involvement in Russia's war on Ukraine, but in classic fashion, we're giving them full sanctions immunity that will stabilize Rosatom's finances." The Free Beacon subsequently reported that Republicans in both houses of Congress are introducing bills to prevent the Biden administration from implementing waivers for Rosatom, with Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, telling the conservative outlet that the Iranian government will exploit the waivers to build up Iran's nuclear program with the express intention of eventually developing nuclear weapons to inflict destruction on America and our allies. The Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted, "U.S. talks a good game about punishing Russia. But we rely on Russian interlocutor for Iran nuke deal and greenlight $10 billion for Russia to build nuclear sites for Iran? No wonder enemies mock us and friends and allies very, very worried." With reports of a new Iran deal coming soon, the pending agreement is facing scrutiny. 12 House Democrats sent a letter to the Biden administration on March 10 stating that they are highly concerned over the coming deal, citing reports that it would remove the terrorist designation from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, as well as sanctions on members of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's office. "It is hard to envision supporting an agreement along the lines being publicly discussed," they said. Price said on March 17 that a new deal is close, but they're not there yet, though he sounded optimistic that the remaining issues can be bridged, The Times of Israel, TOY, reported. The TOY report also noted that Iran is transforming their uranium into a type that is less easily recovered and diluted so that it can then be removed from the country, despite warnings from Britain, France and Germany against doing so. "Can we expect Iran to adhere to a new deal if it continues its march toward military nuclear capability in the midst of negotiations?" the American Jewish Committee tweeted.